This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. Next week is Reinforce, and I'll be half a world away marrying a dear friend to another dear friend. Please let me know what shenanigans AWS gets up to while I'm gone. I don't usually like to talk about vendor stuff when they aren't paying me to do so, but Thinkscapes came out. Their analysis of the last quarter in the security sphere is not only spot on, but it's well-crafted and highly entertaining to boot. Remember, you can always pay me to mention vendor stuff on the podcast and in the newsletter, to a point. Anyway, the harder path is to get me to talk about it organically because my standards are high. Thinkst consistently hits those standards. And disclosure, occasionally they do pay me to sponsor this podcast and my other nonsense. This is not a paid sponsorship. It's admiration. More like this, please. In unhappier news, it's been a while since we've seen a strong confirmed S3 bucket negligence award, but Toyota has a massive one dating back a decade. Someone wasn't paying attention when AWS started freaking out about every open S3 bucket and emailing the living hell out of everyone a few years back. Oof. Looks like Google Cloud Squeal product had a vulnerability that would allow an attacker to escalate to GCP control plane permissions. I have to assume that alarms would have gone off everywhere if it had happened because defense in depth, right? Holy. Legion Malware expands scope to target AWS CloudWatch as well. I didn't even realize you could use CloudWatch to run containers. And when it rains, it pours. Capita in the UK had an S3 bucket negligence award as well. AWS said a few interesting things. Credit card payment processing on AWS. They have a blog post on it. Let me make it easier. Don't do it. Pay Stripe. You don't want to get stuck in the morass that's handling payment data if you can possibly avoid it.
LANs of the late 90s and early 2000s were a magical place to learn about computers, hang out with your friends, and do cool stuff like share files, run websites and game servers, and occasionally bring the whole thing down with some ill-conceived software or network configuration. That's not how things are done anymore. But what if we could have a 90s-style LAN experience along with the best parts of the 21st century internet, most of which are very hard to find these days? Tailscale thinks we can, and I'm inclined to agree. With Tailscale, I can use trusted identity providers like Google or Okta or GitHub to authenticate users and automatically generate and rotate keys to authenticate devices I've added to my network. I can then share access to those devices with friends and teammates or tag devices to give my team broader access, and that's the magic of it. Your data is protected by the simple yet powerful social dynamics of small groups that you trust. Try now. It's free forever for personal use. I've been using it for almost 2 years personally and am moderately annoyed that they haven't attempted to charge me for what has become an absolutely essential to my workflow service.
Amazon Security Lake is now generally available. It's never been easier to see all of your security data in one centralized place, which also has a name that makes it convenient to immediately drown yourself once you realize just how exposed your security posture leaves you. Announcing the AWS Blueprint for Ransomware Defense. Remove the word defense from this headline, and you have the pricing structure for data transfer in AWS. Get custom data into Amazon Security Lake through ingesting Azure Activity Logs. That'll be super expensive when it comes to egress, because Azure charges a boatload of money, just like AWS does. That pendulum swings both ways, Amazon. And the tip of the week goes out to, well, myself, because I got it wrong. Years ago, when you're starting something new that might turn into a company, use SSO. Federate your identities. You want a centralized identity source of truth to maintain other folks, since collectively your team will not be consistent with using a password manager correctly. I'm migrating now, and it's more painful than it would have been to simply do it right the first time. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Ever onward we go.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice
And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.